Michelin Center.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The House is expected to vote tomorrow whether to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. Today, FBI Director Christopher Wray told a House subcommittee hearing they need to do it now.
We've seen the threat from foreign terrorists rise to a whole nother level after October 7th.
A group of Republicans blocked reauthorization on orders that former President Trump claims FISA was used to spy on his campaign. President Biden met today with the President of the Philippines and Japan's Prime Minister to counter China's growing aggression in the Indo-Pacific. The former interpreter for Shohei Ohtani has been charged with bank fraud, accused of stealing more than $16 million from the L.A. Dodgers star, U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada.
Bets do not appear to have been made on the sport of baseball.
Ipe Muzahara is accused of using the money to pay off gambling debts. O.J. Simpson has died. The former football star and accused murderer was battling cancer. This is ABC News. Ukraine's parliament has passed a law to boost forces amid its war with Russia.
After months of foot-dragging by lawmakers and a mountain of amendments to water down the draft, the new recruitment bill is now passed. It comes after the Ukrainian military says it needs a 500,000 more troops in its ranks. The law brings into effect a host of changes to the current system by expanding the powers of authorities to do things like issuing draft notices via email. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Shortly after his 2020 poisoning, Alexei Navalny started writing a memoir. Alfred A. Knopf plans to publish the work this fall. Navalny's widow says readers will come to know a man of profound integrity and unyielding courage. Archaeologists excavating Italy's Pompeii say they've uncovered a banquet hall decorated with frescoed mythological creatures inspired by Greece's Trojan War. The works had been buried and unseen for nearly 2,000 years. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Scattered showers ending around midnight. Breezy with partial clearing late. Low 42. Winds northwest 15 with gusts up to 25. Gradual clearing tomorrow. It will be breezy and seasonal with a high of 59. Winds northwest 15. Gusts up to 25. Clear and chilly tomorrow night. A bit of frost is possible with a low of 34. And then mostly sunny and warmer on Saturday with a high of 70. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 6 to 8 miles per hour, and it's still raining, and our current temperature is now up to 49 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Of just 18 years, a penny and quarter taped to a letter, and mama's goodbye in her ears. She watched as her high school faded behind her, and the house with the white picket fence. Then she read the note that her mama had wrote, wrapped up with 26. Call me anytime at all, I'll be
this work week's all but done. There's excitement everywhere. The boys have got their horses and they're ready to run. And it's a 4:45 and we're coming alive. Yeah, 3, 2, 1, let's go. And when that whistle blows, you punch it like you caught a white flag coming off pit road. Gin on the side, Joe.
Don't waste your time on me.
missing the moon. There were no shooting stars to use wishing on you. And all of my sorrows, I just washed them down. It's the only peace I've ever found. All of this drinking and smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside
was Jelly Roll with Lainey Wilson with Save Me on Country and Community. And I'm Tim Thied, and I'll be bringing you some music up until the 8 o'clock hour. The reason we're bringing you music now instead of high school baseball is because the game between River Valley and Dodgeville that we were going to bring you tonight has been canceled. It actually got canceled not long after we just ended our pregame show. So, and there's no makeup date yet on that game, but Phil will, once Phil gets that information, he'll pass that along as well. Also, Richland Center at Lancaster was canceled this evening, and I'm sure there's a lot of area games that got canceled for the evening that didn't get played because of that rain out there. The reason being, it's still coming down pretty good out there. We're up to 39/100ths of an inch of rain. Actually, at 4:30, we only had 17/100ths of an inch, and so now we're up to 39/100ths of an inch at 6:16, and so between that amount of time, we've had almost a quarter of an inch of rain, so coming down, and actually a quarter of an inch was what they were actually predicting. I was watching the evening weather last night on the television, and they were talking maybe around in this area here, around a quarter of an inch, they said, but nope, a lot more than what it is, but coming down pretty good, and it sounds like tomorrow is supposed to be a little bit different, though. It's supposed to be gradual clearing, breezy, and seasonal tomorrow with a high of 59. And it's supposed to be windy, though. Winds northwest 15 miles per hour, gusts up to 25. But when the nice day that you can expect is going to be over the weekend, Saturday, with a high of 70 with sunny and warmer weather. And on Sunday, 76. On Sunday, and Monday is supposed to be 76, but Monday is supposed to be maybe some showers. But if you want to take in a really nice day, Sunday is supposed to be perfect, 76 with lots of sunshine. But we do need this rain, and hopefully you are staying safe wherever you are. And just wanted to let you know that the tornado drill, the tornado test that was supposed to be going on at 6:45 today, that has been canceled. The reason being is there was a lot of stormy weather in the area. Actually, earlier at the studios, was looking out the window, and a lot of impressive lightning out there earlier. So they canceled that drill for tonight. So, but still, make your plans on what to do in the event of a tornado. You can still practice that with your friends or family or wherever you're at, and make sure that you're ready for the tornado season, which probably is not too far away with the weather we're especially getting now. And you do still have some time. And let's see if I find that information here that we have about the... where did that go to? There we go. I was looking at the wrong sheet there. But anyways, the Casanova American Legion Post 491 is still hosting a spaghetti supper. That's going on until 7 this evening at the Legion Hall in Casanova. Meatless and Alfredo will all be available. Carryouts will also be available. And then coming up at 6:30 this evening, they'll learn about fire safety at the Fire Safety Awareness. You can learn about fire safety at the Fire Safety Awareness presentation that's being held, as I said, at 6:30 tonight at the Park Street Christian Church. Learn about fire escape plans, alarms, flammable fluids, fire extinguishers, types of fires, and how to help someone who has been burned. Program is free, and all are welcome to attend.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
100.9 WRCO.
Somehow or other, love found us. Yeah, we were laughing and looking in each other's hearts, talking and touching and trying so hard not to notice what was going on all around us. But there were fireworks flashing and thunder clapping, big waves crashing on the shore. There were church bells ringing and angels singing, all gathered round.
We'll be right back. something about a man in black. Makes me wanna buy a Cadillac, throw the top back, and roll down to Jackson Town. I wanna be there on the stage with you. You and I could be the next rage to hear the crowd roar, make them want more, or kick the footlights out.
Yeah. before you dig. April is National Safe Digging Month, and spring is a popular time for digging projects. Local energy companies encourage residents and contractors to call 811 before any digging projects. A quick call to 811 prior to planting trees or shrubs, fencing a yard, or building a playset can prevent a fine and a potentially dangerous accident with gas or electric lines. It's not just about the call, it's the law, and it can keep you and your neighbors safe. Call 811 before you dig.
Rockin' Rollers, this is Phil Mee. Get ready, get set for some Saturday night radio fun once again on WRCO's Those Were the Days. The 50s through the early 90s, the vinyl era, and some great rock and roll tunes along the way that you asked for will be ringing the magic cowbell. And we'll flash back to this weekend in 1986.
Jules is on a vacation.
We'll be rocking and rolling and reminiscing courtesy of these fine sponsors: Center Cinema Twins, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, A&W Boscobel, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Mindum Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Jones Chevrolet, Jay's Power Center, and Turbos in Hub City. Those were the days. We'll be kicking out the jams once again Saturday night. Tell your friends, it's where the party is. A low of 42 tonight. Scattered showers ending late. Breezy with partial clearing as well. Northwest winds at 10 to 20. Gradual clearing Friday and breezy and seasonal. A high near 60 with northwest winds 12 to 24. For Saturday, 70. Mostly sunny and warmer. Sunday, lots of sunshine and 76. 72 Monday with a 30% chance of spotty showers, especially by midday.
And currently in Richland Center, our barometric reading is 29.63. Our winds are out of the southwest at around 4 to 7 miles per hour. And we have received 48 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. And after a daytime high of 64 and a morning low of 41, our current temperature under rainy conditions is 49 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. I was lousy at math, failed historian. Carlene was valedictorian.
Graduate.
shake your hips, you rattle my bones. Said a little prayer, knocked on wood. When God made you, God did good. From your skin-tight shirt to the holes in your jeans, you race my heart like I'm 16. From the chrome on your bumper to under the hood, when God made you, God did good. God did good when he put you together. Did good. Hey. Well, you push my buttons and you pull my strings. I wanna know where you hide those wings. One thing science never understood, when God made you, God did good. God did good when he put you together. Did good. Oh, your parents kissed in a perfect storm. The angels sang the day you were born. Amen. God did good when he put you together, from your head down to your toes. Working overtime, couldn't do any. God did good. Whoa, whoa, whoa. When God made you, God did good. Ooh. When God made you, God did good.
Hurts. I can almost taste my favorite song. It's been playing on that station in my ear all week long, like Splish Splash. Can't Slick and Come 501, we'll all be singing.
Cooler, load it up, get your cooler, get your body in a truck. BYOB, BYOC, follow my lead. Drop the beat, let the country rock. Get set, get ready, cause chicks dig a Yeti when it's hot.
When it's hot.
Ain't nothing cooler. When you take one out, better rise two down. If you knew, hey, that's our golden rule. Hold on again, a couple of friends. One guitar picking, fool singing wagon wheel. Fishing in the dark, night moves melting. All the girls are say cooler. Load it up, get your cooler. Get your body in a truck. BYOB, BYOC, follow my lead. One, two, three, gonna school ya, popping tops. Drop the beat, let the country rock. Get set, get ready, cause chicks dig a Yeti when it's hot. When it's hot, ain't nothing cooler. No. Gonna school your bumping tops. Drop the beat, let the country rock. Get set, get ready, cause chicks dig a Yeti when it's hot.
When it's hot.
Gonna school your bumping tops. Drop the beat, let the country rock. Cause chicks dig a Yeti when it's hot.
When it's hot.
Ain't nothing cooler. Load it up, get your cooler. Get your body in a truck. BYOB.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight showers. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Puts a song in this heart of mine, puts a smile on my face every time, 'cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love.
A classic by Eddie Rabbit. I love a rainy night. I hope you love a rainy night. It's been raining pretty good here all day in Richland Center and at the WRCO studios. According to the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge, it says that we have received 49 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far today, and that's just a hundredth of an inch. Sure. 49 one-hundredths of an inch of rain, which is about a hundredth of an inch short of a half inch, but we'll probably hit it because it's coming down, not as heavy as it was before, but it's still coming down pretty steady. But like I say, we needed this rain, and it looks like it's going to be out of here around midnight, according to meteorologist Brittany Merlot. So Brittany says it's supposed to clear off around midnight, and then tomorrow night, it's really weird. Tomorrow night, it's supposed to, they said a bit of frost possible tomorrow night. So yeah, still talking frost, and with, especially with temperatures coming, getting up into the 70s over the weekend. So that's craziness, but the joys of living in Wisconsin. And one thing to do that you should be careful about is if you're out and about on the roadways, be careful because of the standing water. So you're vehicle doesn't hydroplane or anything like that. So a lot of standing water on the roadway. I was kind of looking out towards Highway 14. You could see water spraying up from vehicles driving there. So be on lookout. And if you get to some place and it looks like a bunch of water, don't even attempt to do it, because in case there is some flooding, hard to say if there is, but we may find out later if there is. But if there is, be sure to turn around. Don't drown. And our time is 6:48. And if you were wondering what happened to the tornado drill, that statewide tornado drill that was supposed to happen at 6:45, that was canceled because of the weather, because of the stormy weather we've been getting. And it was lightning earlier, so that's why they don't like to run those drills, because sometimes some of those heavy storms do have a chance of maybe a tornado popping up. And they just didn't want to make people worry that there was an actual tornado in the area. Just want to let you know, too, that the United States Postal Service did not receive the Observer for delivery for today. So if you were looking for your Observer and wondering why you didn't get it in the mail today, that explains it right there. And from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost a female dark gray dog wearing a pink collar, answers to the name Rosie. That was lost in the area of County A and Highway 56. And if you find this dog, give a call to 608-604-3922. Another dog to be on the lookout for, lost a male silver lab wearing a red collar. The dog was lost in the Reedstown area. If you find this dog, please give a call to 608-790-0269. And because of this rainy weather, not only did the high school games get canceled, that, first of all, the you're supposed to have the broadcast of the River Valley at Dodgeville, which was originally Dodgeville at River Valley, but they moved it to Dodgeville because the field conditions would probably be better, but after all the rain that kept coming down, they decided to cancel that as well, so we did not bring the broadcast tonight for that. Also, Richland Center at Lancaster was canceled, but the Brewers were canceled today. They almost canceled it yesterday. We didn't know for sure what was going to happen, so that's why we brought Milwaukee Bucks basketball instead of the baseball. But they did end up playing that game, which kind of surprised me with the amount of rain that was coming down. But they did cancel that game between Cincinnati and Milwaukee, so Milwaukee took that series against Cincinnati 2-1. But coming up tomorrow, the Brewers will start playing against the Baltimore Orioles. They'll be playing out in the Baltimore area. That all depends, too, on how the weather is, and that's, stay tuned to that, but we'll keep you informed if whether or not that game will be played tomorrow. Right now it is scheduled to be played. First pitch for that contest tomorrow night against Baltimore at Baltimore will be 5:35. Actually, first pitch will be 6:05 with the pregame at 5:35. And the pregame of that broadcast can be heard on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, as well as the broadcast of the game itself. Now, as many of you know, at Baltimore, Milwaukee traded Corbin Burns to Baltimore, and in the trade was D.L. Hall, is what one of the players that the Brewers had gotten from Baltimore. Well, D.L. Hall is going to be pitching against his old team, the Orioles, on Saturday. That game is going to start at around 3:05 in the afternoon. But the one that everybody's going to be looking, I'm sure going to be a lot of people will be listening to and rooting, still rooting on for the Brewers, but, you know, kind of, you kind of want to hear, you feel that Corbin Burns, to see if he does a good job against the Brewers. Hopefully not, but it's, hopefully Corbin has a good showing, has a good outing, but hopefully the Brewers will come out victorious. But anyways, that game against the Baltimore Orioles, where Corbin Burns will be making his first appearance pitching against his old team, the Brewers, will be on Sunday. So the Corbin Burns will be pitching for Baltimore, and Colin Ray will be on the mound for Milwaukee. And 12:35 will be the start time for that game. You'll be able to hear the whole series on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450.
Join the Richland Center High School Athletic Boosters for Hall of Fame Sting Night coming up Saturday night at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The Hall of Fame Class of 2024 will be inducted, featuring Ed Makovic, Vern Lewis, Jamie Kenothi-Pauls, and Eric Olson. Also, current seniors will be signing their letters of intent: Teague Perkins, Lane Miller, Emma Hady, Roman Johnson, Kaylee Peterson, and Eli Muckler. Silent auction items will be up for bid, including two tickets to see Tim McGraw and his tour at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul on April 20th. Check it out at the Phoenix Center. Saturday, the Hall of Fame inductions begin at 5:30, and then the athletic signings to follow. The Richland Center Sports Boosters invite you to join them for the event. It'll be a fun night Saturday night at the Phoenix Center, the annual Sting Night. Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
WRCO 100.9.
Where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With her ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice, I'm sold. Lady in the second row, she's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
I'm just a singer, a natural born guitar ringer, kind of a clinger to sad old songs. I'm not a walk behinder, I'm a new note finder. But my name's a reminder of a blues man that's already gone. So I started drinking, took some things that messed up my thinking. I was sure sinking when she came along. I was alone in the spotlight, not too much left inside. She changed all that one night when she sang me this song. got sick from speeding. All the things they said I was needing. If I was to keep on pleasing all of my fans, I got cuffed on dirt roads, I got sued over no shows. She came and took all that old load down off of this blues man. And I sang, hey baby, I love you too. Hey baby, I need you too. Hey baby, I do get tired of this traveling band.
I know you do get tired. Oh,
oh, I'm up in my years now. Nights would be so cold. Stuck it out with this blues man. Oh, I'm up in my years now. Nights would be all so cold now if she hadn't hung around with this blues.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The former interpreter for LA Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is expected to surrender tomorrow to federal authorities. He's accused of stealing more than $16 million from the Major League Baseball star.